Hello, good evening. Yeah, my name is Carlos. I'm calling for National Opinion Survey. And we just like to ask you a few questions about issues affecting your community and the nation. Can you be so kind, share your opinion, and be brief? Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No? Thank you, sir. And are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, I'm not registered to vote. Sorry.
But you're 21, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for President and Congress? And definitely, probably, or 50-50?
I would say higher than 50-50.
Probably? Should I record that as your answer? Okay, thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Hey, what is your race? Spanish? What, Caucasian? Yes, sir?
I'm Mexican, so that'd be Caucasian.
Okay. Hey, what is your age? Just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages.
30.
Thank you, sir. Now, I'll go through with you real quick the list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. Can you please rate each on the scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you personally to have them focus on? Use a 10 if the most important, a 5 is somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not at all important to you. You can use any number from 0 to 10.
Okay.
That's how you feel.
Okay.
Yeah, here's the first one. Fighting inflation and improving the economy. What number?
That's a 10.
Okay. Addressing immigration and border issues. What number?
That's like a 4.
Okay. And protecting Social Security and Medicare?
8.
Okay. And protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
10.
Okay, thank you, sir. Moving right along. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities? Better, about the same, or worse?
About the same, maybe a little worse.
Okay, what should I record as your answer? Worse or about the same?
I'll do about the same.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm thinking about race relations in America today. Do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino community? What's your opinion?
From where I live, it's getting better.
Oh, getting better. Okay, yeah, it's your opinion that matters. Now, which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community? You can select up to 2. Opioids and fentanyl, vaping, marijuana and other cannabis products, heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, ketamine, ecstasy and other party drugs, alcohol, cigarettes. Can you select 2?
I'll say the heroin, the hard drugs, and cigarettes.
And cigarettes, okay. Let me see. Cigarettes, right here. I got it. Thank you. Now, I want to ask you your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who cannot or will not quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Now, the question is, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree?
I somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree? Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, can you please tell me if you are very, somewhat, or not at all familiar with each of them? Okay, here's the first one. E-cigarettes or vapes? Very, somewhat, or not at all familiar?
Very.
Okay. Oral nicotine pouches? Same question.
Very.
And heat non-burn tobacco products? Same question?
Very.
Very. Okay, thank you. Moving right along. I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, the smoking rates have going down consistently for decades. But about 30 million Americans adults are still smoking today. That is about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes to most harmful from tobacco to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. Now, after hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? Cost of smoking has gone up, introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, more government restrictions and bans, more education and anti-tobacco advertising. What do you think is the reason?
I think the nicotine alternatives, definitely.
The introduction, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I'd like you to rate two statements about cigarette smoking. Can you please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more? Here's the first one. We must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking. And while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support the efforts to quit to a traditional cessation products like nicotine pouches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risk compared to cigarettes. Second statement, while it might be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine pouches and prescription medications. Which one do you agree with most, first one or second one?
First one.
Thank you. And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes? Much more harmful? Somewhat more? Somewhat less or much less?
Much less.
Much less. Thank you. Now, to read you some statements that people have made about smoking and the importance of a smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Can you please rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10? 10 means that you strongly agree with that. 5 means you somewhat agree. And 0 means you do not agree at all. You can use any number again from 0 to 10. Here's the first one. Quitting smoking is hard. That's why only 1 in 10 people who try are successful. But there are less harmful alternatives to cigarettes. And they have helped contribute to significant declines in the smoking rate over the years. The government should be doing more to educate adults who smoke about these less harmful alternatives and help them switch if they cannot or will not quit smoking tobacco and nicotine altogether. From 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. And our goal should be for people to continue to abstain from smoking or quit smoking. And our prevention, education, and cessation support for efforts have helped realize the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the minimum age by tobacco to 21, and large-scale public health companies on the dangers of smoking are working. But are so less harmful smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes. We should continue to employ all of these methods to help reduce the smoking rate and save as many lives as possible. For 0 to 10.
10.
And opiates are killing 100,000 Americans a year, and the federal government use harm reduction techniques to save as many of them as we can. Smoking cigarettes kills nearly 5 times that many people every year, but the government refuses to pursue similar harm reduction strategies to help reduce those deaths. The FDA should take a page out of the harm reduction playbook that is already being used in our country to combat opioid use in Europe, in Japan to combat cigarette use, by being honest with us and our doctors about less harmful alternatives to smoking. How much do you agree with that? From 0 to 10. Thank you, sir. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their mind, and it is okay if you did not, but I'd like you to ask you once again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who cannot or will not quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? Strongly agree with that?
Strongly agree.
Thank you, sir. And now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? E-cigarettes or vapes? Yes or no?
Yes.
And pipe tobacco?
No.
And cigarettes?
No.
And cigars?
Nope.
And oral nicotine pouches?
No.
And heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
And smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Thank you, sir. And to finish this up, let's switch gears a little bit for a moment. The last few questions are for statistical purpose only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school graduation, college, college graduate, or postgraduate?
College.
Thank you. And are you married or married with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Yeah, married with a partner.
Thank you. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
Thank you, sir. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
I do not.
Okay, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Generally Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not so strong?
Not so strong.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican, Donald Trump, and Democrat, Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Probably Joe Biden.
Thank you, sir. Now, this concludes the service. Thank you very much for taking the time to help me. Very kind of you, sir. Enjoy the rest of the evening, okay? Bye-bye.
Yeah, you do the same, man. Have a
Thank
good
you,
one.
Sir. Bye-bye. Bye. Okay. Okay. Oof.